Contrary to what people might say, there is a real devil. He's not a figment of our imagination. He's not some made-up character in a costume. He's real. He's our enemy, and he's an enemy of God. Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices. The devil will come in a form of light, making you think it's good, but it's the wrong kind of light. My friend, it's not the light of God. It's a false imitation.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted you can join us today here in Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, and I'll read from the 24th verse. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And so we're talking about a sower that went out to sow. And we know that the enemy, or we can say the devil, doesn't want us to receive the word of God. And he'll try to choke the word of God out of your heart. He'll try to burn it out. His demon spirits will try to devour it. And if that doesn't work, then he'll plant tares in your field. In fact, you know, I can say this, that we are not ignorant, that's right, of his devices. The devil will come in a form of light, making you think it's good, but it's the wrong kind of light. It's not the light of God. It's a false and imitation light. And yes, the devil has his imitations. The Bible says, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And there are many that profess to come in the name of Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible. It's a form, but not the truth. Now, there are religious teachings out there that are being taught to all kinds of people. They teach you that you can be saved by participating in communion. They teach you that you can be saved by being baptized by water. They teach that by being morally good, that God will accept you. No, my friend, these are things that appear to be God or Bible, but it's not. It's false. It's nothing but tares in your field trying to destroy the wheat. Many are following down a religious road that's devised by man, influenced by the devil, that's sending millions to hell. Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. No life in it. As Christians, though, we must be watchful in all things. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because of your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, in this particular parable, notice this, when the enemy came. Well, when did he come? While men were sleeping. He didn't come during the day while everybody was awake. No. He came when everybody was asleep. That's right, when the church was sleeping. The enemy came at an opportune time. He waited until everyone was asleep. My beloved, the enemy is going around sowing tares in the fields while the church is asleep. So much of the church is caught up in things that has nothing to do with God. Oh, he keeps us busy doing religious things, but not necessarily godly things. The church fights and quarrels amongst itself. And all along the way, what is the enemy doing? He is planting tares in the field. He's trying to destroy the work of God and the work of God in your heart and in your life. Perhaps you're in a church right now and there's division. There are fights and quarrelings and schisms. My friend, that is not God. That is the enemy trying to sow tares in your field. We have to wake up to what's going on around us. This is war, and the enemy is fighting. Souls are going to a lost and dying hell. We must wake up to the fact that Jesus is coming soon, and we have a lot of work to do for the kingdom of God. There isn't much time left. We have a gospel to support and a gospel to preach, my beloved. It's time for the church to wake up and fulfill the great commission. We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the way and the truth and the life.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.